episode 502, Just Dance.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. Today, another beautiful day that we celebrate together. I am absolutely thrilled you're here, delighted with your presence. And today is your day for inspiration and motivation to get you to the next moment in life on your journey. How's it going anyway? Is it shaping up really awesome? I know it is because you're awesome. You're absolutely incredible. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad? Are you happy? Today, just dance. Wow, doesn't that sound so simple? Wouldn't it be nice if that was the only thing on our to-do list? Today, make that your only thing on your to-do list. Everything that you have on the to-do list, add just dance next to it. So if you go to the grocery store, add just dance. So you're picking up the buns, just dance a little bit. Oh yeah, I can see it now. I got all these dancing mamas in the grocery store at the bun aisle, right? Oh yes, well, get the cameras rolling. But you see, we get so wound up in our to-do list, in our social media, in the phone, the computer, the activities. We need to walk away sometimes and just dance. There is something so freeing about it. You see, we keep a lot of our lives in a lockbox. We don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to open up the emotional side of us. That's what really vulnerability is. And we keep it locked up because we feel like, oh, if we wear our heart on our sleeve or if we say too much to someone, they're not going to like me or they're going to judge me or they're going to compare me to, well, their other best friend and I won't be their best friend any longer. Why are you holding yourself in this trap? Why are you binding yourself, putting these limitations on you? We allow limitations to rule our days. Does that help you get your to-do list done? I mean, seriously, if you're at the grocery store and you had Just Dance next to it, don't you think it's going to be a little more fun in that grocery store? Oh, I bet you it is. What if you have to go and fill your tank up with gas? Oh, yeah, turn that music on a little bit. Put those earbuds in and just dance at the pump. Yeah, it'll just give you so much more freedom. Already you're smiling, aren't you? I know, because you think I'm crazy. Just dance. As I'm walking around watching moms interact with daughters and women just kind of doing their own shopping and how dads are talking to their sons and to their daughters and just everything, you know, how best friends are interacting. What totally kind of makes me bite my tongue, meaning that I want to go up and say something to them, but I don't, so I bite my tongue. I see them so structured, like, almost as if sometimes we're so robotic and we don't even realize it. Think about how and the way you wear your purse. I bet you have a certain place that you put everything. I bet you wear it on one shoulder versus the other shoulder. Or if you have a crossbody, you wear it on one side versus the other side. We structure our lives so much in everything that we do. Then we expect that our children have to be structured the same. And then when we do that, we kind of remove being a child from them. The whole childhood thing disappears. No wonder we're expecting our kids to grow up by the age of 6 and moving out by the time they're 10. We're speeding up the process of life way too fast. Just dance. When you go to the bank, wouldn't it be great to be sitting there having your music on and the teller, you know, puts out the little chute and you're sitting there jamming and you say, hey, how are you? Just dance. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is a breath of fresh air. It opens us up. You see, dancing is something that comes very natural. That doesn't mean we have to be good at it. That doesn't mean that we're going to be the next YouTube sensational dancer out there. No. Maybe we'll be the YouTube sensational, you know, one that'll go wild because we don't know how to dance. But we all know how to move to music. We can hear it. And if we can't hear it, we usually can feel it. And it's something that releases all inhibitions from us. It's a stress reliever. Just dance. I can remember my daughters. Oh my goodness. Yes. So precious when they were young. And I have dance pictures because both of them started at a very young age. And one of them, my youngest, looks like a porcelain doll in one of them. Oh my goodness. It's one of my favorite pictures of all. I should post that sometime. But she does. She looks like this porcelain doll. She doesn't even look real. Yet she's my daughter. And it's one of those things I look at. And then when they would go into their first dance class, the very first one, they were kind of like a little bit shy because they didn't know the people in there. But oh my goodness, turn on that one piece of music and they were all at it. They were like, yeah, let's get down. Now, I could say my boys were the same way, but as they've gotten older, they, you know, have become a little more reserved. But my youngest, well, he's still working on it. He's still all out there. What would happen today if your hubby walked in the door and you had a moment where you just took him in your arms and just started dancing? Maybe if there was a commercial on, you just kind of moved to that music. Or if there was silence, you just moved to your own beat. Might freak him out a little bit. But it might also make him smile a little bit more. Just dance. Have you ever danced recently with your kiddos? How fun is that? What if you were to go outside on a beautiful sunny day and grab some sidewalk chalk and just sit there and actually, you know, write out shapes, basically. So, you know, inscribe shapes like a heart, maybe a square, and you dance from each object to object. Then you pick their music. And you don't even have to have any speakers, or you don't have to get out the huge boombox like we did in the olden days. I can remember when I was teaching cheerleading. And I would have my girls, we would have to get the longest extension cord, or we had to have those honking huge batteries. Remember those batteries? Yeah, I know. And it would like suck it out. All the juice would be gone. So every single time you're putting in like $20 worth of batteries to make it last for only one rehearsal. Just dance. Let yourself feel alive. Capture the presence in life. Just dance. How do you lead your life when you come home after a long day? Are you leading it like a tyrant? Are you being so professional that everything has to be in its place? Or could you for one night maybe not get those dishes done because having fun and dancing with the kiddos and just being in the moment, just dance, would be something that would add much more to your life? Then, oh, I got to get these dishes done. Oh, I've got to do this. Oh, now it's time for bed. Oh, we got to get ready for school. Have you finished your homework yet? How would it be that if you have a child who is struggling with math, you'd work on a math problem and you'd celebrate it with a dance afterwards? Maybe after every one or two problems. You could create your own story problems to music. Just dance. Do you see how fun this is? You're already smiling. I can see it already, even though I know you think I'm crazy. But think about it. See, when no one's home except the animals, I'll have the music on in the house, and I will just all of a sudden, there'll be a certain song that'll come on, and I'll find myself just kind of beep-bopping to it, just moving with the groove. And every once in a while, I'll do a few turns and a few kicks. And if I worked out that day and I stretched really well, oh, my kicks are high. Other days, maybe they don't get so high. But I have fun with it. And I'm old. You're not old. Just dance. Allow yourself to live vibrantly. Allow your body to feel what it is to move through space. We did that as a kid, but we get old now and we think that we look funky doing it. Or it may embarrass, you know, your child. That's okay, embarrass them. They'll laugh about it. And then you can go out for ice cream later. Just dance. Maybe if you're having a hard time right now and you're going through a difficulty, there's nothing better than saying a prayer. And after that prayer, just dance. It is magical. And it's beyond freeing. Because you see, we're so inapt to put ourselves in these constraints of life. We tether ourselves to the phone, to our to-do list, to what everybody else's schedule wants and is expected of us. But little do we allow ourselves to be free in what God has given us. And dancing is one of those amazing things that he's given us. It's movement. An intentional movement we all could use more of. So what are you waiting for? Go capture the presence in life. Just dance. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.